But we're not done with food yet, apparently. Maggie Gallup from the Norfolk Federation of the WI recently encountered something unfamiliar on a menu. Here's Dorothy to explain. And I promise you, this piece isn't all about food.
Every year, WI members from all over the UK congregate for an annual general meeting. Sometimes it's at the Royal Albert Hall in London, sometimes in Cardiff. It has been in Brighton, Bournemouth and Leeds in the past, but this year it was at the M&S Bank Arena in Liverpool. I have attended these events annually for the past 18 years. Not necessarily just for the actual meeting, which is always a treat, but for the weekend away with friends. Lots can happen when a group of ladies take off for the weekend, and usually it does. This recent jolly included the best meal I have ever had. It was at an Italian restaurant, and I was a little cautious, as I don't do pasta, but I noticed the menu contained a dish called slow-cooked suckling pig. Now, I don't know if the said pig had been suckling or was suckled, and I didn't really care at that time, but it was exceptional. I asked for the recipe, as you do, and the charming young fellow said it was wrapped and cooked. That was all he knew. Nevertheless, I shall attempt to reproduce this masterpiece at some point. I've been looking on the internet already for recipes that contain the words pig, slow, suckling and roasted, and to date have found a couple that sound promising. I'll keep you informed. But this weekend was not all about food. The actual meeting is a joy to attend, not least because I get to see my sister, who lives in the East Midlands and also always attends. But the speakers and even the business part of the meeting have real meaning to a WI member. Of course, 5,000 voices singing Jerusalem is so special too. There were several speakers during the day, but the one that captures most of us was Sarah Clark, OBE. Never heard of her? Neither had I. Sarah is the first ever female Black Rod. Now, until I checked on the internet, I didn't really know what that was. All I knew was that Black Rod knocked on a door at Parliament. I found out that Black Rod is basically responsible for ensuring all the peers in the House of Lords behave themselves, plus generally managing that House. The role has in the past been an appointment rotating between retired senior officers of the three armed forces. Before being appointed Black Rod, Sarah was the first woman championship director of Wimbledon. She can also claim to be the only female to be a Grand Slam director. Sarah really does public speaking, but fared her mother's wrath if she didn't speak to the WI, as Mum is a member. However, it wasn't her achievements that made her so interesting, but her ability to make what she had accomplished feel every day. It was almost as if, by chance, she had found herself taking on these amazing roles and was herself surprised at her own success. Sarah Clark was inspirational. It was like listening to your best friend telling you what they had been up to. She also reminded us that, as women, we can achieve anything we wish.
Thank you, Dorothy, but I'm still famished.